Hello, my name is Mark, and I work in the facilities department.
And my name is Dale, and I also work in the facilities department.
Now, they asked us, what they said is we need a couple of guys from the facilities department that are really young.
And
are really good looking.
Yeah.
And have really great beards. But we got one out of six.
I'm following the tradition. Oh, boy. Okay, so what Mark and I are here to do... God, those are tough acts to follow. Those were amazing stories. And some of those stories I've just heard today. And so it's very emotional. So I don't know if I'm going to get through my presentation. But we're going to try. So Mark and I are here to tell you about the best-kept secrets of Mount Hermon. Because some of the things we get to be involved in and that you guys support are the behind-the-scenes stuff, stuff that gets done that you guys never see. So we just thought we'd take this opportunity to give you a glimpse of the few things that we've been doing over the past year, making a difference here. And I love those. Transformation, restoration, making it better. That's what Mark and I get to do on a daily basis around here. So thank you for that.
All right, let's start right off with the APC restrooms. If any of you have been in the APC restrooms in recent history, or even since 1970-something, you'd notice that the design elements are 1970-ish gas station restroom. So what we decided to do is change that up a little bit, this picture is kind of hard to tell, but we've tiled the floors, tiled the walls, granite countertops, new sinks, new fixtures all around, new decor all around, and you might think that we did this because it's on the same floor as the advancement department, but that's not really true. We didn't really do that for JR and crew. We actually did it for all of you who live about 2 hours away from Mount Hermon, and what's the first thing you want to do when you get to Mount Hermon?
It's your long drive.
Yes.
Where's the restroom?
Okay. What's next? Roll them. There's...
Jesus loves me, this I know. For the Bible.
Oh, hey. You guys, it really is a nice restroom.
It really is a nice restroom. Did we talk about the theme there, the log and the tile?
Yeah,
and
it's kind of a
new lighting and new paper towel dispenser.
Oh, APC is the administration building, by the
way.
Hey, all right.
Perfect. Now we're rolling. Okay. So another place you would never see, this because this is on top of the Ponderosa Lodge facility building. Ponderosa Lodge built back in 1969. And so needed a new roof, definitely. So what we've done now is we've got some advanced technology that we can take advantage of this day and age. This is a TPO roof. I won't go into all the details about that, but it's a thermoplastic roof that has welded seams, and it's very important on a flat roof. Okay, flat roofs don't drain very well. So this is a really great system. And so after doing the Ponderosa roof, we decided to do the APC, which is the Administration Building Roof 2, because it was built in the 70s and has a flat roof. So great technology for that. And, you know, it was leaking, all right? It was leaking, but it only leaks when it rains, right? So it hasn't really been raining here very much lately, so we're like, yeah, what's a big deal? But it does affect the third floor, and you all know who's on the third floor. Alden,
it
Bill,
strategically leaked
Don.
In those offices, actually.
And the CEO's office. So we thought it would be a good idea to take care of that before the new guy showed up. So that's all taken care of now.
So as most of you know, we replaced the childcare deck, which was a great project. The childcare building, I think, was opened around 1980. And as you can see, that deck is not completely under roof. And so it was getting pretty rotten and wouldn't be long before it was dangerous. So we replaced all of the decking, all of the substructure. We were able to save that whole railing structure that you see back there, which is all one piece of metal welded together, by suspending it on 2x4s while they were replacing the deck. They were also able to, as part of the project, we did a little patio, a new patio in the front, and a new walkway to help with ADA access. So you probably haven't noticed, this really is a best-kept secret, I think. If you know where Toyon Cabin is, right behind Toyon, between Toyon and Meadowbrook and Cypress Cabin, we've built a trail. We actually purchased a property that's right back there. We were going to build the trail a while ago, but apparently people don't like trails through their backyard. That's what we heard. So we purchased that property, actually, and eventually that's going to be the new Heather Cabin once we remodel that cabin. But we built a trail connecting all of those cabins, and it also connects the field with the APC parking lot. So if you want a good shortcut and you're staying in one of those cabins, use that trail and you'll get to this area much quicker. And as part of that project, Toyon, after we built the trail, we took a look at Toyon, which had a horrible underside to it, let's just say. It was really ugly, and we thought, ooh, that really sort of ruins our new trail. So we re-sided Toyon and painted it, which also helped its structure a bit.
Okay, so this is the Newton Memorial Building, built in 1999. So been here now, I'll do the math, 16 years. So 16 years, we figured it needed some paint. We needed to restore, do some restoration and make it better. So we've been trying to do that now on a more regular basis, in a 7 to 10 year rotation instead of a 16-year rotation. We started out with the field house after about 7 years, did a restaining on that. Now Newton Memorial, so we're kind of working our way through trying to get back to that 7 to 10 year rotation on repainting, restaining, and just keeping the outsides of these buildings looking good and protected.
So you may know that we have about 40 staff housing units here at Mount Hermon, and they often get neglected because we are working on stuff for our guests. Well, in the last few months, we were actually able to work on a staff house at Murphy and Angie's. Murphy and Angie work in our creative services department, and they helped make this. So thank you, Murphy and Angie. We wanted them to have a safe walk to work while they built this slideshow for us. So up at Ponderosa Lodge, you may notice the third shed in is actually a new shop for the Ponderosa facilities team to use, because the area that they were using is right in the heart of camp, and every time they used a drill or a saw, it disturbed the guests. So now they have a place where they can make a little bit of noise.
All right, now this is a project near and dear to my heart. We started the room restoration in Gwen Lodge in 2010, and so it's been in the making for 5 years. And we did one room, and we thought, wow, that's a great room, and you know, we had a great plan for it, but the price point on it was pretty high, up around $35,000, $40,000, and so it didn't resonate well with a lot of people. So we said, you know what, let's look at a new price point, and let's see if we can do something just as good, make a huge difference in those rooms, but bring that price point down, and we did, and we're able to now complete the whole lower floor of Gwen. We've been just working on it room by room, one and two at a time, as people have given, and their heart has been led in that direction. And so we've been able to now finish all the lower rooms, and just a few weeks ago now have completed the hallway renovation. So I'd like to say that the whole lower room and the hallway is done, and we have, I think, enough money to complete 3 rooms upstairs at this point. And then after that, there'll be 7 additional rooms to be done, and then the hallway, and then Gwen Lodge will be complete. So,
how much more do we need, Dale?
How much more do we need? Boy, you put me on the spot there, didn't you? We probably need about $150,000 more. Is that about right, JR? About $150,000 more to complete the whole building. So anyway, watch that space. Wow. Okay. This is a really best kept secret, I think, of Mount Hermon. So this is a vision, a view from the deck of one of the new yurts that they've built down there in Whisper Canyon. So this is Whisper Canyon, looking out over the canyon from one of the yurts. And starting a few years ago, we started to work on the accommodations down there and building yurts. I don't know if you guys know what a yurt is, but it's like a tent cabin. There it is, right there. And so we started with a couple of them, and then, and I'm going to read this from my notes because I don't want to get it wrong. A few years ago, we had we had two or three of them down there, and so PBC Cupertino said, you know what, they use Whisper Canyon, they use it for their ministry, for their youth team to go down as a place where then they do ministry to the surrounding communities, King City and the areas around there. So that's their base that they work out of. And so PBC Cupertino said, you know, we need more yurts. We got, you know, more kids coming, and we just, you know, we really need some more space. So we need four more yurts. So, and they said, and you know what? We're going to raise the money for that. And so they did. They raised $50,000 to do four more yurts. And so now we have a total of eight yurts down there for them to utilize and for to continue the ministry down there, because we have groups that come from that surrounding area, and that's their outreach, is the King City area. And so now they have accommodations that they can utilize. And so a lot is going on down in Whisper Canyon. And I just want to give a shout out to Larry and Jennifer, who are the hosts down there at Whisper Canyon, volunteers. They take care of everything. They host, they maintain, they supervise the volunteers. There they are, right there, Larry and Jennifer. And so without them, Whisper Canyon wouldn't be where it is today. So shout out to them. And there's other people that are involved in doing the volunteer work down there. They had a team of 12 carpenters who came down, volunteered, did all of the framing work for the yurts, dug 200 piers for all those to sit on. So without volunteers, without support, I mean, this just wouldn't have happened.
Yeah, you know, most of our facilities team is volunteers most of the time. So you may have noticed a new railing over at Forest Road and Conference Drive. If you've been here many years, which all of you have, you've noticed that railing has been... Well, it finally really pretty much gave up, so it was very much needed. Well, obviously the railing's not a secret because you saw it when you came in and the new lighting that's there, but what the secret really is, if you walk up to that railing and you look over, there is a really cool little waterfall, and the brook that runs behind it is, I would say, the best-kept secret in the very heart of the conference center. So take a look at it sometime, but watch for the traffic. So another thing, speaking of volunteers, that we've been able to do is the Canyon Trail. If you're familiar with that, it's on the other side of Bean Creek from the Sequoia Trail, has been closed for several years due to landslides, trees that were down over it, things like that. We had a trail crew come in that is a volunteer trail crew and completely rebuild that trail. So now you can make about a 3-mile loop from the Squid Trail all the way around the Canyon Trail. We mainly did that so when Mike is out walking, hearing from the Lord, he'll have a lot more time to hear. And this little bridge that we built makes it a little easier to cross the river, and that is really so when Baxter's being drug, he doesn't get wet. So we're going to call that the Baxter Bridge, I think, from now on. If you decide you want to take a walk on that trail, it's a beautiful trail. I did it about a week ago. I would say the canyon section of the trail is an intermediate trail, and we don't yet have signage on that trail, but we will have that, so try not to get lost and keep your footing.
Okay, so some of you probably noticed the work that's going on down here at the end of the bridge, the end of the walking bridge here that goes up to Bay Birch dining rooms. So we started a restoration project of those pedestrian bridges. There's four of them, the APC, two at the dining room, and then one across the creek. And to resurface the tops of them because they're starting to get old and failing. But what we discovered on the first one was that there's also been some rot and things happening down at the end of one of the bridges. So those are opportunities to go in there and really, you know, fix some problems. So that's what we're doing right now is we're fixing the end of that bridge that had rotted at the bolts. We don't know what was holding it up.
It's held up by glue lams, large beams that are laminated beams, and the very end, unfortunately, had some water intrusion and some rot. So it really, potentially, if we let that go over the years, it would be a problem if all of us decided to walk over that bridge at once. But it's no longer a problem now that we've poured new footings at the end of those end of those beams. And probably in the next three bridges that we do, we're going to find some similar issues.
Right. And we're using a system now. It's I won't go all the details, but it's a system now that it's a resin and cement system with a metal, galvanized metal substructure. So really advanced system, works great in keeping out the waterproofing, making it slip resistant, and you know just doing a good job of restoring those things and getting them back to where they're going to protect the wood underneath and not let the wood, the water through and rot the underneath. So anyway, we're hoping to do all four, but because of what we found over there, we'll just, you know, keep working on that and potentially get two or three of them, more of them done, but eventually we'll get all four done in time.
So how many of you know where this is? So it's a pretty well-kept secret then, obviously. So on the other side of Bean Creek, on the way up from the pool, if you're going to the Woodwardia neighborhood, we have a stairway that connects the lower Woodwardia Road with the upper Woodwardia Road. If you do ever go on the Canyon Loop Trail, you'll pass this. Well, all the residents there were asking for a safer way to get back and forth from their neighborhood, and so we rebuilt these stairs, which were in pretty poor shape.
All right, this is spruce. And we've been working on spruce. Spruce is a cabin that's up at the top of Mound. And I want to give you a little story and history behind spruce, because I think you'll see where the hand of God has just been a part of this project from day one. Okay. So, thank you. Yeah, I was hoping we would start with that slide.
Floating spruce.
So, back in 2013, a family came to us and said, hey, we'd like to adopt a cabin. And this family had a vision. They wanted to bring other families to camp, families that hadn't been to Mount Hermon, and they love Mount Hermon. They wanted other families to experience that. So they said, we want to adopt a cabin where we can, you know, be our family plus another family. And so Spruce ended up being the one, right? But Spruce had a problem because Spruce didn't have enough room for two families. But it had this area underneath, and Spruce didn't have a foundation, so we decided, well, I'm an engineer. I know you got to start with a foundation, right? And then you can build up. So we said, you know, we got to do the foundation first, and let's just see what happens. And so they said, okay, great idea. We're going to give money to rebuild that foundation, and then we're going to see what happens. So we did. We lifted the building up. We built a new foundation, and we created the space underneath. And so months go by. You know, things are happening or not happening, sorry. And somebody says, hey, you know, how's it going with Spruce? And I said, well, you know, the permit's about to run out. And, you know, we got to keep going on this thing or the permit's going to run out. We're not going to be able to keep going. And the money ran out,
right? The money
right?
ran out is the problem.
So as only God could do, he brings in the money right at the right time to keep, not all of it, but just to keep a little more money to keep the project going. So I was in, I think, Don Brosamley's office one afternoon, and we're talking about it, and Don's like, well, what do you need to do? And I said, well, I just need to get the, you know, rough plumbing, electrical, and mechanical. You know, we just need to get past that one step, get the permit, you know, active again, and we need to keep going. Well, I know these guys down in L.A., and they love Mount Hermon, and they're skilled craftsmen, and let me give them a call and see if they'll come up and help us out. So Don gives them a call, and they say, yeah, we'd be glad to come up and help you guys out. When can we come? Well, how about now? And they said, no, we can't come until after, you know, after the holidays. And I said, oh, okay. But the permit's going to run out. But they got here just in time, right? They came for a week, three of them, just great guys, did the electrical, the plumbing, and the mechanical so that we could continue the permit and keep that active. and see what else God had in plan. So they came up, did that, and we, you know, didn't have any more money left, and suddenly we have a plan now for Spruce. The program people put together this great plan, which I'm going to have Bill come up and talk about afterwards. So, but we put out an appeal, and sure enough, the money comes in, but we didn't have any contractors. I called all my contractor friends, and everybody's busy, and I'm like, oh, we got the money now, we don't have any contractors. So we're in the office, Mark and I are talking about it, and I'm whining about it, because, you know.
He does that a lot, by the way, just so you know.
I'm frustrated. And our volunteer coordinator, Linda, she's over there listening to this, and she's like, well, my husband works for a contractor, and let me call him up and see what they're doing. So I said, great, call him up, you know. And so she does. They say, yeah, we're in between stuff right now. We can come over and help you out. So I said, well, you get them over here. You know, we've only got a few more months to go. So sure enough, they get involved, right? And enough money comes in. We get the contractors. We get the money. And now, and there's a plan for this to be used this summer. And so on May 1st, we were able to complete the whole bottom floor, redo it. It's beautiful. And so we're just amazed. I'm just amazed at how God, I'm not amazed. Yeah. It's just a testimony how God works at Mount Hermon. Sometimes he doesn't do it all at once. Sometimes he just gives you a little bit of what you need to keep it moving. And he loves to involve so many people in a project.
Like you. I mean, we really appreciate all that you have done for Mount Hermon.
So if it wasn't for all you guys and your support and the people that get involved, it just shows how God can use us all to further his kingdom.
Not only would Mount Hermon fall down otherwise, but Dale and I wouldn't have a job.
Yeah, exactly. So there's additional story behind this, and I'm hoping Bill Fernaldo is here today. Oh, here he is, and he's going to tell you about what's going to be happening in Spruce this summer.
Thanks, Dale. It's funny that each of us that gets up here say, I want to tell you something I'm really excited about, and it's true. And I'm like you, sitting in the audience listening to Andy and Nate and Andrew and Dale and Mark, thinking, this place is amazing. I'm hearing a lot of this for the first time myself. It's so exciting what's going on. And I want to tell you that this story about Spruce keeps continuing on, God at work, because now what's going to happen this summer, two brand new youth intensives have been added into the program, and Spruce is going to be the base camp of one of those. It's called Band of Brothers, and it's a program for high school guys entering grades 11 to 12, and it's really like a discipleship program. They've been to camp. They've had that week-long experience. They want to go deeper, and so we have a way to just build community in a unique way with these guys for a two-week program, and then they're going to work. And that's the part I'm really excited about, too, because not only do we have a need, we just see what happens in the life of a young person when they go to work, put their hands to it, and just serve. And so we have a great need in our accommodations area. You know, we have 146 guest rooms in the summertime for guests. We have 39 cabins. We have over 500 beds, and we're turning these things over twice a week. And to get them out there and to be a part of that experience, we're so excited about. We're also introducing reintroducing Echo. You've heard about it before, but what's new this time, it will be a two-week program, which is the same, but they have their own housing. We had them spread out before at Redwood Camp, places here and there, and they could never really form that community we wanted them to. It was an amazing program, but now that they have Lupin and Walnut cabins to themselves, it's for guys and gals, and that's entering grades 10 through 12, and they're going to serve in accommodations as well. I just couldn't be more excited about this opportunity for young people. Dale, myself, Brenda, we traveled to Woodleaf, it's Young Life's camp up north, this last summer to watch Young Life's work crew in action. Many of you familiar with that program, maybe some of you have been through that. To see high school students just with smiles on their faces out there with buckets heading off to rooms to clean them, washing windows, and just loving it. They're like rock stars at lunchtime when they get up to give awards for cleanest cabins. And we just like, this feels right. And this is youth ministry, and we love it. And we're all about that here at Mount Hermon. Reminds me of my first summer at Sugar Pine Christian Camps. And I was a lifeguard, and I was in the boys' dorm. And then there's some kind of ruckus and all this excitement. I'm like, what's going on? We go out to the living room, and one of the young maintenance guys says, gentlemen, we're at DEF CON 1. We got backed up plumbing in the dorms over there, and the danger is imminent and severe. And I thought, oh, I want to get in on that. So we got our goggles on and gloves, and we went in, and you just make it fun and you serve. And we just know that great people, great leaders know how to serve and love to. So I wanted to invite you into this. We need your help to kick this program off. We're checking about 14 students each session. They're two-week sessions. Band of Brothers is for the guys. Echoes for the guys and the gals. And we want to put a special offer out to our friends, to you. We've done this for our staff. We consider you part of staff. And if you can think of somebody that would be a great fit for this program, a high school student that this would be an incredible experience for and a way to give to Mount Hermon, we're going to offer these programs at half off. And we have a special code. It's going to be AIM50, A-I-M-50, for AIM 50% off. And you use that or pass that along to a friend, and that will get them in for half off. Echo, the two-week program, is $499. Take half of that off, $250. And then the Band of Brothers is $689, half off, $345. It's just an unbelievable deal. That's a life-changing experience, and we just appreciate your support. Thank you.